In South Los Angeles, opportunities to exercise can be few and far between. For many residents, safety concerns, tight finances, and poor scheduling can stand in the way of living a healthy lifestyle. Molly Gray takes a look at these obstacles and one program that's trying to help people overcome them.
If you take a walk along the streets of South Los Angeles, you could go miles without ever encountering a public park, or even more rare, an athletic facility. In fact, if you type the word gym into Google Maps, only about half a dozen dots pop up in the 20 square miles between the 405, 10, 710, and 105 freeways. This lack of fitness space is bad, especially if you consider that South Los Angeles has higher rates of obesity than anywhere else in the city.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, a combination of all three.
That is Ivy Marks, a dietitian at St. John's Well Child, who works with children and adults in South Los Angeles. According to the California Endowment, 39% of South LA residents are obese. That's nearly twice as high as the rate for LA County. But why?
Lack of access to different things.
Access to healthy foods, medical care, and most importantly, safe places to work out.
If you don't feel safe going outside to play and you're stuck inside, they're going to be playing more video games or watching television.
So that's where the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza shopping mall comes in. Over the last year, the mall has built up a program they call Be Fit. Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, fitness classes are held at the mall for absolutely free.
We've never had a class that wasn't full.
Sharon King is the general manager of Baldwin Hills Crenshaw Plaza and has been there for about 2 years. After coming to Crenshaw, she noticed that the mall's security staff was unusually busy helping with medical problems.
In 1 month, we had over 30 medical assists, and, you know, I'm accustomed to seeing maybe 2 or 3 a month.
She knew something had to be done, so they started offering a Zumba class on Tuesday nights. King says attendance grew each week until they quickly reached the 200-person maximum for the space. So it's a win-win. More people come into the mall, and people have a safe and free opportunity to work out.
I'm not an active person. Well, I wasn't prior to this.
That was Candace White. She has been coming to the classes for about 4 months. She brings along her sister, who was recently diagnosed with diabetes.
This has kind of changed, you know, my whole outlook with my physical day-to-day activity. Made me really pay attention to what I need to do to stay healthy and to not, you know, I don't want to be the next diabetic in the family.
And the class is designed so that anyone can participate. Victoria Balderas is a 65-year-old immigrant from Mexico.
Me gusta la zumba y todo eso. Me gusta porque me siento bien.
She says the class makes her feel good and gives her hope that she can still be healthy. Across the room, 10-year-old Asia Pittman wears a green belly dancing skirt with gold coins. Her mom, Aisha, brings her to class to help her foster good habits now.
It's very encouraging for her to encourage me to be here.
For Sita Hill, the best part about the class is the community. She says she knows she can come here and fit in.
A lot of people here we meet of all different ages, size, don't be ashamed. We have them different size from, we go, why is she here? She wears a size 2 to maybe a size 22 or, you know, whatever.
Hill also says she can't afford to go to a gym, so the fact that the class is free is helping her to lose the weight she gained when she quit smoking. Molly Gray, Annenberg Radio News.